today.
Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney hanging with you here on America Tonight. All those nooks and crannies, baby. The left, the right, the undecided, the gray areas. Everyone's welcome. It's a conversation with all of you across the nation, so don't be shy. You can dial the digits whenever on whatever we're talking about. 800-259-5791. How about that? I gave them up pretty easy, huh, guys? 800-259-5791. I don't know why I thought of that. I saw an old television show the other day. You know, when you're cruising, watching mindless television, and because you just need to chill for 5 seconds. And I think it was on TV Land, how many people used to watch Mannix. And there was a scene in Mannix where one of the guys had gotten the number of a woman and wrote it on the inside of the matches. And I thought, yeah, that's exactly what you used to do. Take the matches out of your pocket, even if you didn't smoke, and you were writing the numbers down that way. Anyway, it's not about matchbooks. It's about votes for Florida's governor, Charlie Crist, leaving the GOP behind for a Senate run, pulling a Lieberman, and deciding that it was time to become an independent because the heat was just too much on the Republican side of things. It wasn't looking great for Crist. That's really why he obviously made that move. Speaking of the heat has been turned up on the illegal immigration plans and the Arizona law. I don't think that it ever really even is going to kick in because there's so many lawsuits that are being filed. There's a great chance of an injunction. Now there's even a chance that there'll be a referendum. Should 76,000 valid names appear on a petition, then that's what will happen, and it'll get shelved until 2012. So it's interesting. We're going to have these May marches, that's what they're calling them, where Hispanics are going to come out en masse and protest what's happening with immigration and what's happening in Arizona, but not just in Arizona, in 70 other places. But we could have a repeat, almost like deja vu of 4 years ago. Absolutely nothing happens. Just the conversation is raised once again, but nothing changes. So I wouldn't be shocked by that. Let's put it this way. Sadly, still a lot of problems when it comes to that oil slick off of the Louisiana coastline. In fact, they're talking about having now to do the fire deal where they light some of that off so that it doesn't come into the shores. And ultimately, it's five times more. The leak is five times worse than they thought. So the gallons are just pouring out, oozing out. How that will destroy that coastline if it gets close to the shores, I can't even tell you. Just remember the Exxon Valdez and think of it as being three times worse. Guaranteed, BP is doing everything they can. The Coast Guard is doing everything they can. Just keep your fingers crossed that they plug that leak and they're able to get that platform off, which sunk. Otherwise, it spells a terrible, terrible disaster that couldn't have worse timing when we're talking about offshore drilling. But just really what it will do, maybe even in parts of Mississippi, but certainly Louisiana will take a giant hit. I mean, a giant hit. In the meantime, Republicans end that stall on the banking bill, and they're going to fight the bailouts, they say, on the Senate floor. So the blockade is over, and the conversation is beginning to this effort to try to rewrite the financial rules for the first time since, I don't know, the biggest sweeping legislation that we've had since the Great Depression. Some of the parts of that bill could, I think, hurt small business people just for merely kind of being able to extend credit to their customers. So that's the unfortunate part of this, that I try to use that analogy the last time we met when I was talking about one bad apple. Well, in this case, if you want to take all the banks and the three dreaded letters AIG, let's say 12 bad apples really spoiled the whole bunch in the barrel. And it's not really funny. It's not funny for people who have small businesses. Remember, the definition of a small business is 500 people or less. And a lot of small businesses that are thriving, or some of them just surviving, consist of a handful of people. And it's, I think some of this is going to be pretty tough on them. There's no question, absolutely no question about that whatsoever. I got an avalanche of email. I promise you I will do a mailbag segment. You can always shoot me your thoughts at americatonight.net. As you can imagine, a lot of what many of you are talking about has to do with illegal immigration in the country as a whole, what's happened in Arizona, where do we go from here, and so on and so forth, without a doubt. I want to say that my daily salute goes out to the Army. Yes, the Army. Not for what's happening in waging war in Afghanistan and the sacrifices and all that sort of stuff, which, of course, I always tip my cap to the troops, absolutely. But for the fact that the military prosecutors had the guts, I think the guts, because they were taking a little bit of flack over this, to send a warning to the defense attorney for Major Hassan. He's the guy who is accused of opening fire back in November, killing 13 and wounding dozens of others at Fort Hood. He's the Fort Hood shooter. What's happened is the prosecutors, the military guys, are going to go after Hassan for the death penalty, because it's a little bit different in the military how they do it. Prosecutors, what they have to do is they have to determine if there's an aggravated factor in the case according to military law. And the prosecutors, briefly, their outline is, are they're using the aggravating factor that more than one person was killed in the same shooting spree, in the same incident. So this is good. And usually you're not getting this. I mean, usually you don't get this in taking this to jurors. So the aggravating factors are huge here, and it's only to seek the death penalty. So, hey, bravo for them for having the guts to do that, because I think that's the right way to play this one out. And, you know, not that it's going to matter that much a hill of beans to the families necessarily, other than they might feel justice did prevail here, but you can't bring back the dead, and that's the thing. So when somebody sadly is in the wrong place and a horrible thing that shouldn't have happened happens, particularly on a base, you can only give them so much comfort, and that's it. And here for our blunder of the day, right from the get-go, I'm going to throw it at you. It's the Boy Scouts. Do you know that the Boy Scouts are offering a new merit pin for a video game? The Boy Scouts of America are doing that. I'm serious. I couldn't make this stuff up. I thought selling cookies was a little, you know, because trust me, I had to do it. So anyway, the academic achievement is in video gaming. I can imagine that there are a lot of child health people, psychologists, etc., that are upset over this, because you know that whole thing about a scout is trustworthy, loyal, helpful, friendly, courteous, and kind, and I guess addicted to Wii. My nephew's kind of addicted to Wii, but I don't think he's a Boy Scout. Oh, my, oh, my. Now you can get a badge for it. You should see the badge, too. Just picture controls, and that's what you got there, the two handles. That's the badge that you would get. Crazy stuff. Illegal immigration, we're talking about it next.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about anything. any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at researchedherbs.com. Products at researchedherbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. ResearchedHerbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Arizona has been in the national spotlight for more than 2 weeks, but really, especially as all of you know, we've talked about here on ATN, after Governor Brewer signed a law that requires local and state law enforcement types to question people about their immigration status if there's reason to suspect that they're in the country illegally. Breaking news today, a referendum launched Wednesday could put the law on hold, actually, until 2012 if organizers gather more than 76,000 signatures by early August. There's all kinds of aspects of this, and we're going to get into them tonight, including Texas now thinking of doing the same thing Arizona is doing. So joining us on the air, immigration attorney Jaime Barron. He has essentially dealt with all aspects of immigration, and we're happy to have him on the show. Jaime, thanks for popping on with us. We do really appreciate the time.
Thank you for the invitation. I really appreciate it.
First, let's talk about, because people are going to wonder this, and you and I talked off the air about it. Tell us your path to making your way to the United States.
Well, I'm an immigrant from Mexico. It took me over 11 years to immigrate, and it's called a fourth preference derivative. That means that my mother, well, my aunt, who's a U.S. citizen, filed papers for my mom. And thank God I was under 21 on that date, and I was able to immigrate with my family. And then from there, I was living in Brownsville, Texas, and went to law school, and that's where I practiced law in Dallas, Texas.
And you decided, given your path, as you said, like the 11 years, that you were going to handle, and especially your background, you came from Mexico, that you were going to go into the immigration side of the law. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes, exactly. I'm bilingual. I speak English. I speak Spanish, and I could identify with the issues relating to immigrants. So it was an easy fit, and that's what attracted me to the immigration law after law school.
And you've handled everything from people who are going to get deported to problems getting through the system, right?
Exactly. I'm a board-certified immigration attorney here in Texas. Basically, I deal with everything from the richest person wanting to invest maybe $1 million to a person from low socioeconomic background that's getting deported, everything from rich to poor, from every single nationality. I've helped people from, I think, over 90 nationalities now.
Wow. I thought it'd be helpful to let everybody know your background listening across the United States to this conversation we're having. And when you heard about this law in Arizona that was signed last Friday, because that's when the governor actually inked it. Of course, it doesn't kick in for 90 days, and you heard me mention it could actually be put on ice if this referendum's launched and there's lawsuits and other things going on. But when you first initially heard about it, what was your reaction?
Well, I don't agree with the law. I think it's just a show from the governor and the state of Arizona to try to ask the federal government to get involved in this immigration issue. I think it repeats a lot of the immigration law that exists already, and it's delegating the federal powers of the immigration officers to the local law enforcement agencies. The problem there is that's why we have the Immigration Service for them to deal, because they're properly trained to deal with immigration issues, and we have local law enforcement to apply the law. Here, the problem is you're involving federal law with state officers, and that's basically unconstitutional.
And as I mentioned, the lawsuits, people are starting to come out of the woodwork, including the mayor of Phoenix, who's talking about that very same thing. Given your background, I think this goes all the way to the Supreme Court anyway, but do you think there would probably be an injunction because of the challenges?
Yes, I believe so. I was reading something in the morning that the Department of Justice is probably going to get involved, and it will sue the state of Arizona. And basically, it's the federal government saying, hey, state, you know, deal with state laws. Let us deal with the federal matters. And it's a very complicated issue, but I think it's not proper. You know, when you get involved with the issues of racial profiling, and that it looks like there's going to be discrimination, and that's the biggest fear.
That the country that you've grown to love would become a country that would just discriminate randomly is what some people are worried about, and by people walking down the street or whatnot, even though it's been explained to me that Jaime, that wouldn't happen, but that's the fear that it would be carried over that far.
Incorrect. I'm not saying, for example, that a police officer is going to be bad and abuse mm-hmm. with intent the power. What I'm saying is, let's say I'm a police officer and they tell me, okay, you now have the power to stop anyone you think is not legally in the country. Well, you know, there might be some people that anybody could think that they are illegal in this country, but the majority, you know, you don't know who's legally and who's legal in the country. So the problem is, as a U.S. citizen, I'm walking down the street and they stop me without a reasonable cause, without suspicion of me committing a crime. And let's see how many U.S. citizens enjoy being stopped and asked for their papers. It's going to be a touchy issue for U.S. citizens.
Yeah. And with everything that you dealt with, you know, in like I said, deportation issues and whatnot, and you've seen some of the stories, you've seen some of the sad stories, and you've probably, I'm sure, seen some of the stories where you thought somebody should have been deported, I'm thinking. Because, you know, what happens is, and we've talked about here on America Tonight, is the concern over, like, the rancher who was killed.
Sure.
And the fact that you have, and he was a good Samaritan guy. He was trying to help so many of the people that were abused
yeah.
in coming over.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, God bless his soul. He was a good guy. There's no question about it. And you know this with the gang activity that now has flourished and the drug pipeline that has come through. So you understand,
absolutely.
And you did say that. You understood that the governor is, that's what I said. I think that it's just a cry for help. Like, look, we asked for the National Guard. We're in trouble here, folks. What do we do? Do you put this back on the feds, that the fact that they haven't dealt with this? Because 4 years ago, there was rallies all over the country in Dallas and Vegas and Chicago, everywhere. And here we are in the same spot. We haven't moved.
Correct, and I agree with you. What we see a lot of people in advocacy groups asking for comprehensive immigration reform, they're not asking for amnesty, forgive everyone and let everyone in. It's a balancing act. As previously President Bush had stated, and now President Obama is stating, that there has to be a balancing act with enforcement of the law. Me being an attorney, I made an oath to apply the law. So So I believe in enforcement of the law, absolutely. Immigration law is the law. It has to be enforced. But at the same time, you cannot deport everyone. We have to be realistic. There's maybe 12 to 15 million illegal aliens in this country, and there has to be a creation of a system to put them back into the system, to pay more taxes, to be proper in paying for the health insurance. And there has to be a balancing act between enforcement, but the humanitarian side of allowing them to be incorporated into the nation. And that's the biggest fight. When we hear, hey, we want comprehensive immigration reform, what we're asking is a proper balancing act of enforcement and legalization for millions of people who are good and profitable and pay taxes and should be allowed into this country.
Yeah, well said. There's going to be a May Day. There are big rallies planned in 70 cities. Do you think we're going to see some big turnouts?
Well, I hope President Obama is watching, and a lot of our congresspersons, to realize that both sides of the agenda, conservatives and liberals, are asking for a change in the law. And I think there's enough room and there's the ability to compromise to be allowed, to have the enforcement side with a legalization side. I hope this awakens our congresspersons to be motivated to push into the forefront a change in immigration law. I think this is going to be good for the country. The people who are legalized are going to pay a lot of fines, and they're going to be allowed to get into the system, pay more taxes, and hopefully we get out of the recession with 15 million more people paying more taxes.
Do you think, because I've talked to people, I mean, I know people that are here legally, and I know people that are here illegally as well. We've talked to, in fact, some on America Tonight. And the ones that are here illegally that are under the wire say that the ones that I know said that they would pay the fines, they would do all that. But then I hear from other people, and I have heard from a couple of the other people that they would say, forget it, we're just going to go back. We're going to go back to Mexico, we're going to go back to Venezuela, we're going to go back to wherever because we don't want to have to pay. What do you think it's kind of 50-50, or do you think more people will jump at becoming a citizen?
Well, I've seen immigrants from all ranges and all nationalities for the last 11 years, and 90%, I'm going to say, would pay the system, would pay the penalties, whatever it required to legally immigrate to the United States. The vast majority, even though they are illegal, love the U.S. The U.S., in my opinion, is the best country on planet Earth, and it allows so many millions of people who have nothing to, become millionaires. So it's the same patriotic attitude of immigrants to this country, but they just don't have papers.
Well said. We're going to end on that note. Jaime Baron, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Prepared. Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. please visit hempusa.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hi, I'm Sarah Atkins, inventor of Better Than Rocks, the one-of-a-kind solution to planter drainage. A few years ago, I searched for a lightweight product to put in the bottom of my containers to help with drainage. I found there was nothing on the market, so I decided to develop something myself. The result is Better Than Rocks. It keeps soil in, lets excess water out, and helps oxygen reach the plant's roots by creating an air pocket in the bottom of the planter. This helps the plant absorb nutrients, which is necessary to grow healthy plants. Better Than Rocks is practically weightless, so your containers will be lighter. And it's made of 100% recycled plastic right here in North America. You can reuse it year after year, so it should never end up in a landfill.
I discovered Better Than Rocks last year, and I was happy to find my plants were much healthier, fuller, and the containers were easy to move around.
Ask for Better Than Rocks at your favorite garden center, or visit
BetterThanRocks.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Caught on tape, a familiar phrase these days. I'm sure YouTube has countless videos of cops behaving badly for all the world to see. Remember the Chicago police officer that was charged with hitting a motorist with his baton? That video was taken by a dashboard camera in the officer's own squad car, on his car. I'm sure some officers would even say, knowing that it's there, it would be wise to sort of be on their toes, I guess, and be a little bit cautious. Since I have a brother-in-law that's a police officer, he's told me off the record that it does kind of keep everybody in check, if you will. WatchGuard Video has the largest share of the U.S. market for police in-car digital video systems. About 4,000, I believe, including the Chips guys. In California, of course. Their CEO, Robert Vanman, is here to talk about it with us. Hey, Robert, how are you?
Excellent. Good evening, Kate. Thank you for having us on your show.
Have you just watched this thing really blossom? I mean, I said about 4,000 or so. And, you know, you always take those first couple steps as a company. But the whole idea of the video in the cars, I mean, it's just booming, isn't it?
Oh, it is. There's a lot of things that drive this market. It used to be driven a lot for racial profiling, but over the last half a dozen years, the issues of litigation have justified the cost of cameras and spurred the market into continued growth.
Yeah, and as I mentioned in the top piece, that, of course, just like in any field, you've got salt of the earth, amazing police officers, and then you have a few bad seeds, to be sure. And I guess what I have heard from so many is that the video kind of makes them take a step back because it's there. It's there to record. It's also there for them if somebody's crazy and out of control and they're trying to prove, hey, look, this is what happened, and they've got it on tape, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, what we find is that having a camera in the car, it does tend to improve behavior with both officers and civilians that know that they're being recorded. But, you know, a lot of times officers will object to having cameras put in the car initially, but then after the cameras exonerate them from some false accusations, they become fans of their cameras. So we see that regularly.
Yeah, how does it work? I mean, how big is the system? How does it actually work in the car?
Well, our product mounts up on the ceiling in between the visors above the rearview mirror, and we record directly onto a DVD video disc that plays back in a regular DVD player. And typically, it's you record a traffic stop. Departments don't want recordings all of the time. They just want to document, interactions with the public.
Mm-hmm.
So that event would be a chapter that's recorded onto a DVD in our system.
Yeah. Do you, you know, we're talking about police here, but I'm sure there's other uses. What's the next frontier?
Well, for us, our product is very, very specifically designed for law enforcement, and frankly, it's very overkill for anything outside of law enforcement.
Right.
So it would be hard to compete in school buses or taxis or anything where consumer-level products will be just fine.
Yeah, well, that's good because I'm about having the video for the police, but I'm not so sure I'm about everybody else out there having video all over, except for that we have cell phones. So, you know, the cell phone deal, you've got people flipping over the phones all the time, which, again, would probably be better, as you said, for the police. They're a little bit hesitant at first. But then when they get used to it and they go to court, and on their court days they get, as you said, exonerated when they're in the right, then that has to make them feel better because they have proof. And it's not just, well, they pulled me over, here's what happened, and then you have the they said, I said kind of deal, which traditionally has happened a ton when you have those courtroom showdowns. So I imagine it's cut back on a lot of that. Actually, it's probably... And you might not have thought about it this way, and I guess I just did this now coming from a legal family. I bet it saves a lot in court costs because you don't have some of the frivolous stuff that you might have had before.
Yeah, it saves a lot in court costs. That's really the primary justification for putting that kind of equipment in a car. And what we hear happens every single day is people who make claims, you know, against an officer. Once they find out that the traffic stop was recorded on video, they magically drop their suits, and it all goes away.
Hey, one aspect we want to talk about, because this is very big for so many people that listen to us in Connecticut, New York, Illinois, Florida, all over the place, Texas. People feel good now. There's this return to let's get something that's made in the USA, and your product is made in the United States, right?
Yeah, it truly is. I mean, we're very proud of the fact that it's designed and manufactured and sold in the U.S. Frankly, it'd be a little bit difficult, our particular product, to be able to make it overseas just because it's so technical, and we wouldn't be able to maintain enough control to have an outside partner manufacture the product for us.
Yeah. So you make it in the United States, and then you do the presentations, and you're out there. Do you remember the first time you pitched this to anybody? Do you remember the first time, the first couple of pitches?
Yeah, I did. I actually pitched it before I started the company.
and what was that like?
Well, it turned out to be 4 years before the product was ready.
Right.
So, you know, what I was hoping to develop was real exciting for the agency. And they were a partner that helped us in making a lot of the correct compromises in the product design.
And it's strictly in the cars, police, highway patrol, that kind of thing. That's your clients.
Yes, we focus exclusively on mobile law enforcement.
And is there any, you know how they have, I guess I've seen this, I don't know if this is something that you would do when you say mobile law enforcement. You know, they have officers that have the camera, in London they use it a lot, where they have the cameras actually in their helmets. You know what I'm talking about, like on the side, have you seen that?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we have a product called CopView. It's a wearable video recording system, and it's something that we introduced at the beginning of this year. And it's just a little camera that clips onto a shirt pocket, and it records, you know, DVD quality video and audio from the officer's point of view.
Oh, so it's the same thing. Yeah, I'm the officer. I pull someone over. I go up and talk to them. I've got that on.
Absolutely. Now, with you know, regular in-car video systems, there's always the a wireless microphone. So there'll be a microphone in the police car and then a wireless one that the officer wears. Most of the agencies that are buying the wearable camera are not also, you know, having an in-car video system. It's typically one or the other.
Yeah. Well, makes sense. Interesting. So what? Where do you see this company going? As you said, you're strictly with the law enforcement. You just see new technology challenges and things that you'll just incorporate into what you're doing?
Yeah, we've been working for about 3 years on another product in the very same in-car video that is not a DVD product, and we'll be introducing that later this year.
Sounds mysterious. Sounds exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. We don't want to tip our hand yet.
All right. Don't give any secrets. Don't give any secrets out. You'll have to tell us once you get that. Robert, thanks for joining us on ATN.
Well, thank you for having us, Kate.
About, you heard me mention to him there, of course, talking about what they do with the cameras that they clip on and how big that is in England, originally pretty controversial, but now even he mentions that the police are used to it because it's bailed them out so many times, and if anything, it probably keeps them on their toes for the fact that, look, everybody has cell phone cameras anyway. The days of the Rodney King beating, remember how horrific that was, and that was everywhere. And ultimately the riots that were caused, and Los Angeles was basically on fire. I was in California then, crazy times. And now, with the way we've advanced with technology, and the fact that everybody is recording almost everything, you just don't know who's looking when or who's doing what, it only makes sense. I don't like the idea of video cameras all over our cities. I hate that idea. In fact, it's way too big brother for me. But when it comes to the police, it does make sense. And I think it actually is a protection for a lot of people in situations that get out of control. Not if you're heavily intoxicated and you started swearing at the officer. So just beware. They've got them everywhere if you happen to have an encounter. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about our triple crown. We start the race for the triple crown, of course, with the Kentucky Derby, but our trifecta challenge, which is on our next show in the third hour. So easy. There's 20 horses right now. And of the 20 horses, if they stay, you pick numbers in whatever order. You're trying to pick the horses in the order they would come in. Like, let's say you said 20, which would be crazy with the odds, I think, on that 20 horse. But let's say 21 and 3 or 4, 5, and 1, whatever it might be. So I'll give you the skinny on that. Plus, we have birthdays this day in history and news you can abuse, actually backed by popular demand. And I'm going to try to throw in a couple of quick emails, too. We're going to get it all in as we run for the finish line. Stay with us.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Yeah, if you read the news today, America, people are still buzzing about what happened with Goldman Sachs and the grilling on the Hill. And I'll tell you what, honestly, the guy who was slammed the most was the main man behind what happened at Goldman Sachs. And I'm telling you, there was nothing contrite about his appearance, and guaranteed that's exactly the way that the lawyers told him to appear. So you had the seven all together who for various moments were, you know, had their moment, I guess, in the sun to get ripped apart. And every single one of them, they held their ground, including, like I said, even with the dressing down, Lloyd Blankfein. Here's what that sounded like, at least a little bit of it the other day.
Today, the financial system is fragile, but it is largely stable. This stability is a result of decisive and necessary government action during the fall of 2008. Like other financial institutions, Goldman Sachs received an investment from the government as a part of its various efforts to fortify our markets and the economy during a very difficult time. I want to express my gratitude and the gratitude of our entire firm. We held the government's investment for approximately 8 months and repaid it in full, along with a 23% annualized return for taxpayers. I recognize, however, that many Americans are skeptical about the contribution of investment banking to our economy and understandably angry about how Wall Street contributed to the financial crisis. What we and other banks, rating agencies, and regulators failed to do was sound the alarm that there was too much lending and too much leverage in the system, that credit had become too cheap. We believe deeply in a culture that prizes teamwork, depends on honesty, and rewards saying no as much as saying yes. We have been a client-centered firm for 140 years, and if our clients believe that we don't deserve their trust, we cannot survive. We have to do a better job of striking the balance between what an informed client believes is important to his or her investing goals and what the public believes is overly complex and risky. During the 2 years of the financial crisis, while profitable overall,
I have heard enough of Goldman Sachs, and so have all of you. Blah, 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 blah. You know, Tweedledee, Tweedledum, and every one of their friends just holding it together. But you got to ask yourself, you know, hey, were they the scapegoat? Because it's so perfect. We want blood. I mean, we want our pound of flesh. And the Goldman executives were perfect for that. Some people even feel as though it's a case of overkill. I don't think it's overkill at all. They knew darn well what they were doing, but they got away with it, and that's the key thing. Hey, don't forget about our trifecta challenge. Looking at lucky, number one, post position, 3-1 odds. I love this horse. Number two is Icebox. 3, Noble's Promise. 4, Super Saver. 5, Line of David. 6, Stately Victor. 7, American Lion. 8, Dean's Kitten. 9, Make Music for Me. 10, Patio Prada. I like that. 11, Devil May Care. 10-1 odds. Conveyance, 12-1 odds in the 12 post position. 13, Jackson Bend. 15-1 odds. Mission Impassable. 20-1 odds in the 14th hole. 15, post position, Discreetly Mine, 30-1 odds. Do you believe I'm going through these? 16, Awesome Act. 17, Dublin. 18, Back Talk. That's 50-1 odds. How about Homeboy Chris? 50-1 odds. That's a nag. Forget it. 19. Sorry about that. 20, Sydney's Candy, 5-1. But all you have to do is pick the numbers. So you could say, give me 12, 17, and 1. And once you have those numbers, you're locked, and it's the trifecta challenge. You win the prize pack if you correctly nail the trifecta. We'll see if anybody can do it. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hey, Kate.
What's going on, a.k.a. Yeah, Archie Bunker? Doing? Good.
Archie Bunker?
You're always getting me in trouble. Always.
How?
I'm kidding. By some of the things that you say that are just pretty funny. What's up, man?
Tell it the way it is. Are we picking the horses?
We're doing that tomorrow in our third hour, yes.
What time does that be? 2 o'clock my time?
Are you, your East Coast time? No, you're East Coast, right? So it's,
Central.
You're Central, I'm sorry. You're Central time, so it would be 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock your time.
1 o'clock my time?
Yeah, that's our third hour, yeah.
Okay, I'll have to sneak off somewhere and call you then.
That's easy. It's so easy because you just pick out numbers. That's what you're trying to do.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was looking at these horses. I just want to know how come you ain't picking none of these Irish horses.
I am. Irish. I'm picking. This would be my pick. If I were to go to the windows and put down some money, let's say $6 on a trifecta or $2 or whatever, I would put Looking at Lucky, Devil May Care, in Dublin. Not the pet, because I'm looking at the odds, like the Patio Prada, no.
Yeah.
I don't like that horse. I was read up on the horse. I'm not crazy. So I'm picking the horses I like the best. I mean, Looking at Lucky is the favorite, so that's not a stretch. Still doesn't mean that horse is going to win. The horse Dublin has a good track record. Wayne D. Lucas is the trainer. 12-1 odds. I like that horse a lot. In the 17th slot, depends on what happens around the final turn, but I like the horse. You know, who knows? There's some other good ones in there. And you know what? Hey, a long shot would be cool, but I don't think so. The 50-1 Make Music for Me, no way. That'd be the run of that horse's life. Line of David, no. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Patio Prada, though, 20 to 1. You know, yeah. You were saying the Irish horses.
Yeah, since you're Irish and Obama's Irish.
We're from the same town. Well, supposedly, yes, it's a big stretch, but of course I've heard that, yes.
Yeah, you see, he put that apostrophe behind his O, but it didn't work, so.
Exactly. Thanks.
Well, I got the inside scoop on who's winning, so.
The inside scoop and tell us all about it, okay?
Yeah, the lady works at the off-track betting track told me, so.
Really?
Yeah, I can't tell nobody because I'd be inside trading, wouldn't it?
There's no inside training. She doesn't know. She's making a guess based on what she's heard around the track or what she's heard at the book.
She works at the off-track betting. So.
I know, but you know that there's lots of off-track betting all over the place, and every single one of them will bend your ear and tell you that they have the inside scoop.
Yeah. Like Goldman Sachs, people.
Exactly. So she's your Goldman Sachs. We'll see if she really has the inside scoop. Call us tomorrow. Bye.
Okay. Take care.
Bye. Everybody says they have the inside scoop, so I don't think so. And it might not be the year for the favorites. I mean, you know, might not. All right, we are rapidly running out of time, naturally. So forget the birthdays, forget this day in history, and forget News You Can Abuse. I promise we'll bring it back next time. I wanted to be able to go to some of your emails. So without further ado, I'm going to go to the mailbag. How's that? And here's what we have. This one from Tally B. Hey, Kate, enjoying the show. Think it's funny how everybody's calling up about immigration. I mean, come on, people. What do they think we're going to do? Round all the people that are in the country illegal up, put them on buses and send them across the border never to be seen again? That's just not realistic. I don't think we got any phone calls like that, though, Tally. I know what you're hinting at. I think it's because the whole pathway to citizenship and talking about that, but nobody called the shows and suggested that was going to happen, because you're right. Realistically, that could never happen. It would not happen. There's no way. And what I think in that case, too, people would go back across the border. It's that whole cat and mouse game. Here's one from Chris Morales. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to you talk about Arizona and the new immigration law. I am Hispanic, and I have to say, I know that a lot of Hispanic people are slamming Arizona and saying they're going to boycott it, but let's be real. I'm an American citizen. We are a nation of laws. My family came here legally, made sacrifices for my sister and I, and I wholeheartedly say that we should not allow the illegal system to flourish the way it is, and I'm 25 years old. All right, thanks for that opinion. You have your own. You know what to do. Send it to us. At AmericaTonight.net. Thanks to Donovan Madsen for a tremendous job on the show, and to all of you for listening to America Tonight.